Bobby thought of Maury Wills getting his lead off first, a walking lead, measuring three steps, then four. Wills bent over at the waist, hands dangling, heels raised slightly off the dirt. He can go either way. It depends on what the pitcher does. And when the pitcher goes to the plate, Wills heads for second in an explosion of speed and dust and... gone. Everything was gone. No bell ringing in his head, no sound of hooves, no smell of dust. No itching behind his eyes, either. Had that itching really ever been there? Or had he just made it up because Ted's eyes were scaring him? Bobby, Ted said, again directly into Bobby's ear. The movement of Ted's lips against his skin made him shiver. Then, good God, what am I doing? He pushed Bobby away, gently but firmly. His face looked dismayed and a little too pale. But his eyes were back to normal, his pupils holding steady for the moment. That was all Bobby cared about. He felt strange, though, muzzy in the head, as if he'd just woken up from a heavy nap. At the same time, the world looked amazingly brilliant. Every line and shape perfectly defined. Shazam, Bobby said and laughed shakily. What just happened? Nothing to concern you. Ted reached for his cigarette and seemed surprised to see only a tiny smoldering scrap left in the groove where he had set it. He brushed it into the ashtray with his knuckle. I went off again, didn't I? Yeah, way off. I was scared. I thought you were having an epilepsy fit or something. Your eyes. It's not epilepsy, Ted said, and it's not dangerous. But if it happens again, it would be best if you didn't touch me. Why? Ted lit a fresh cigarette, just because, will you promise? Okay. What's the beam? Ted gazed at him sharply. I spoke of the beam. You said all things serve the beam? I think that was it. Perhaps sometime I'll tell you, but not today. Today you're going to the beach, aren't you? Bobby jumped, startled. He looked at Ted's clock and saw it was almost 9 o'clock. Yeah, he said. Maybe I ought to start getting ready. I could finish reading you the paper when I get back. Yes, good. A fine idea. I have some letters to write.